was saying on the thing. There's people that you, when you are ready for change, you will do. You will jump to it. And so are we jumping to it?
I mean,
let's fix it.
How insightful. That was Tony Robbins, right? How fucking insightful. Well, you'll, when you're ready for change, you'll change. No shit, Sherlock.
No shit.
No, but what the fuck? You know? When I'm ready to piss, I'll piss, okay?
True.
You know, I mean...
But there's some people...
That guy's been fucking scamming money from people for fucking ever.
Let's get into this
you
now.
You know? Yeah, I mean, this guy is some a fucking piece of shit. All he does is just tell people the obvious. You know? Don't worry about things you can't control, right? And when you're ready to change, you'll change.
See, but isn't that what people are most afraid
that's,
of?
That's the psychic mirror on the fucking Sunday newspaper.
No, but putting the mirror up to people. Isn't that what people are most afraid of? Seeing yourself truly
reflected. He's the only person you can't lie to. That's what I told Nick his whole life. I said, you can lie to me, and you can get away with it. You know, I'll eventually find out, and then your punishment's that much worse. But the only person you can't lie to is you. That's it. So if you want to tell me something that's a lie, you're the one I'm looking to. Tony Robbins' things can just fucking bring about 1,000 meals and everybody can look at them. Why does he got charged so much goddamn money? You know?
I don't know.
What do you think, man?
About?
Tony Robbins or?
I like the guy. I like the documentary. And like I said, I think he does cut through the bullshit and get down to people's core of who they really are and what you're really doing.
I think religion is a necessary idea in the sense of.
No, it's not. there's no need ever for religion. Religion gives us nothing. It people can say, oh, it does good. Well, if you want community organizing, you know, we can do that. We don't need a church to do that.
No, we don't.
You know, but, we don't need religion to do that.
But a place of the positive side of it, because I do believe that religion. I think religion has a place. I think it works. I think the fucked up thing is the people that run it.
They run it because the way the religion says to run it. So again,
a lot of them run it for their own gain.
And they justify it based upon the religion that they do.
True.
So they justify gay marriage based on religion. They justify interracial marriage based on religion. They justified freeing the slaves based on religion. Everything bad when it gets down to the way of justifying so you can't fight it or want it anymore. You start saying religion's the reason why.
Yes.
Because you don't have any more arguments to fight. So again, you get rid of religion, you lose that argument, so hence, better things can happen.
Yeah, but
one thing that people haven't learned also, too, is that not everything has a side. Sometimes you lose. Two plus two is not five, no matter how much you believe in your gut it is.
True.
You know, people always say, well, that's his side of the story. No, he's wrong. Yeah. Facts say it is. He is wrong, let's move on. Now, if he can prove to me, facts-wise, that I'm wrong, I'll be more than happy to listen.
Yes.
But this whole interpretation of facts, this whole fucking argument, and it falls down why religion is good? No, religion is bad.
Well, I think there's a place. I think spiritually, there's a place for you to go. Different. Let me speak on the side of spirituality as compared to religion.
Okay.
Because I do believe there's a higher power. And I do believe there's something bigger than all of us. Now, I believe that some schmuck had a scheme and told his boy, you know what we should do? What? And he was like, we should set some shit up. We write this shit. And then we bang all the bitches. He was like, I love that idea. So he was like, I decree that I've been sent here by God. And his boy was like, yeah, I saw him last week with some shit. And he was like, so here's how it's going to go. I think that. But I do believe that there... Well, here's the thing I've said about you, Tony. I was like, you to me are super spiritual. You've set your belief system and was like, this is what the fuck is going to be, and you're going with it. You're not straying. You're not in the woods. Like, well, I mean, if you think it's okay, then I think it's okay. You're like, no, fuck this. This is what I believe. This is what I feel. And this is what I'm going to do. Good or bad, at the end of the day, is my decision. And wherever this goes, I'm okay with this idea. And I think as people who should be more spiritual, think that way about themselves. Be one with yourself. Think of who you are as a person. Know yourself. Know thyself. Mm-hmm. Yo, cut the bullshit and get to who you are. Understand the good and the bad of you. There's a light side and there's a dark side. And if you don't embrace both,
you are... So again, it goes down to white and black?
very much white and black. The black side of you shoots basketball.
And you guys got that shit again. Look at that.
But there's
you're getting blamed for the bad Obama, and now you're getting blamed for this good and bad. You're the bad.
There's a two sides to every story. There's two sides to who you
said,
are.
They said, they told me that racism won't exist until people stop being afraid of the dark, first of all, like at the core of it, you know.
People aren't afraid of the dark. People are afraid of the unknown.
They're afraid of the unknown. The unknown. And I think,
which we associate with black, right?
Well, we can't see.
Yeah.
We associate what we can't see, the unknown, scary, and we can't see because it's dark. So right. There is, yeah, I know. There's a way back. But let me ask you this about religion, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, people want power, right?
Yes.
People want different degrees of power, right? Everyone. People want to be a Hitler. People want to be just power the in their own life, right? Uh-huh. So how do I, if this is a young thing, life is a young thing, how do I get power? If I want people, okay, even today, if I want power, how do I get it?
You get people to follow you.
I get people to follow me. What can I do to get people to follow me? What do I got to do to them?
You give them something.
Give them something or make them what?
No, you give them or make them, or no. You,
right there. Say it again.
Make them
scared. Yeah, you make them scared. How do I make them scared? Now, I have to make them scared, but they can't see it. Yeah. Why can't they see it? Because they won't be afraid. Again, what you can't see, the unknown, is why you're scared, right? Mm-hmm. So I tell you the unknown. I tell you that if you don't do this, you're going to go to this place that's torture and hell and everything else. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I better do this. You know what? I'm one step closer. You listen to me. I got his ear. You know, we can connect. Oh, my God, I want to go up to that nice place.
Yeah.
So I don't know because the unknown is what's scary.
Yes.
So we don't know what happens when we die. No one fucking knows. Everybody just guessing. Even the scientists and everything else. People are just fucking guessing. We don't know what happens, right? Because we don't know, it scares the shit out of people. People don't like not knowing. I open up a door and I can't see inside. I don't like it. Why? I don't know if I'm going to bang my fucking toe on a chair, right? Same thing. If I die, what's going to happen? I don't know. So it's easier to believe in something that's fucking utterly ridiculous, a burning bush, a talking snake, and for somehow we got Asians and black people out of two white people in a garden, right? And you're telling me that this is a good thing.
It's funny because it's funny because when you put it like that, you're like, yeah. But at the same time, people
drop the mic.
Groups of people, but groups of people. There's no learned groups of people that just hanging out. Like usually when it comes to a tribe,
what are we doing?
We bond over comedy now.
So what? Okay, bond over comedy. Bond over a bowling team. Play billiards.
Yeah, but
knit.
If we are
book clubs.
Well, it depends. It depends on what group you're talking about. I mean, I'm saying. There's things that bond, and I think there's, as a group of people...
Why are black people hated?
Because we're good-looking.
Yeah. But seriously, why are black people hated?
Because we're strong.
I have no fucking idea.
I know why we're hated.
But there's a tradition.
I think there's a
tradition
constantly.
To it. But okay.
There's certain thing now you can point to, but I mean, like,
when we were released... I get it, right.
When the slaves were released, what the fuck are you mad about?
Right. But here's the thing. Why people hate black people? What are you?
It's the unknown.
It's the unknown. Right? Why is it the unknown? Because we made it that way. Why? Mm-hmm. Want to feel superior. I got to feel superior over somebody. I'll divide you. Right? It's not so much conquer as I want you to do my shit. That's what it is.
Well, I think it's a lack of education and a lack
the reason
of...
Why, the reason why people like that shit, the reason why what make America great again, you know why? You know what that means? Everybody knew their place back in the day.
Yeah. Everyone knew their place. Everyone had a place.
Everybody had a place. They knew it, too. And they didn't try to do anything to get out of their place. They just accepted where they were at and moved. And then a few people started moving the boulder up the hill. Yeah. And now it's just getting all documented, the shit that's never being seen. So the reason why people... And there's a book that people follow to say that you're inferior. The Mormons believe that black people were the ones who actually went against God during the fight in the war.
Which is actually...
You cannot be a Mormon if you're black because you're painted as a person who fought against God.
Yes. In 1986, they changed that.
Well, of course they changed it because of fucking... They weren't getting any more new members.
Why did they change it back or something?
They changed it so because a black family took them to the Supreme Court and they changed it.
Yeah, they changed it because it was a political fucking PR thing. why they changed that. There's still people. We watch TV shows of guys, real guys, married to six wives. And we're like, ooh, wow. All why? Why does he? Why is he married to three fucking wives and sister wives? Because his religion tells him to.
His religion says he can't.
Yeah, and so he does. Again, I go back, you get rid of religion, you get rid of a lot of the stupid shit. And then you can make up, and we can govern ourselves the way our country is supposed to be. Separately, with a secular government separated by laws.
Yeah. Yes. I believe that, but I also believe there's a place for it. Like our parents told us, it's time and place for everything. I think for, especially, I speak on the side of spirituality, and I'm thinking, there's a level of spirituality that takes place in our lives every day. And I think that there's a place for it. I think, call it religion, call it what you want, but I think there's a place and time for all of us to come together and feel and be together. And set rules and live by them. I mean, it could be laws. It could be fucking, yo.
Feel connected to the universe. Feel connected to the universe. You know why? Because there's carbon everywhere in the universe, and we're part of carbon. So technically, we're connected to the universe. We're connected to all that. So why can't we just be okay with that? Why do we have to have a guy that says over it? Well, and there's the other argument. Who made him? Where'd he come from? Why is it just this? You know? Well, you know, there's so many. You can play the straw game both ways a million times. And there's already been things disproven in the Bible that was their first way to explain science, was the Bible. They didn't know, so they made shit up, right? Just like, you know, everybody does. And then some people wanted power, so they made themselves closer to their gods. Why? Because gods have power, right? And then so they gained it. Then some of them abused it, and some of them didn't. But anybody... Because that's why they say, well, atheist Hitler. Bullshit. He grew up fucking Catholic. They weren't killing Jews because Hitler was an atheist. They were killing Jews because they felt that they were rotten, dirty people.
Which was rhetoric. Which is similar to the rhetoric that you hear today. Which I'm sitting there scratching my head like, this is not. It'd be different if we didn't know Hitler and all that happened. And like somebody was like, did y'all know? And the whole America's like, what? Did that happen? No, it's very there that this happened. And I think it's ignorant for people to not make the connection. I think it's, there's a lot of things I think. When it comes to spirituality, I think everyone...
keep going back to that spirituality.
Because and religion are two different
things. They're two different things. People can separate it, yeah.
They're two different things to me.
Do I separate it? No.
I separate it because they're two different things. Because we're talking
religion
about
is an institution,
right? Yes, and spirituality is an excuse.
Is an excuse.
Mm-hmm. An excuse. It's a way to make you feel better about yourself. In other words, I feel connected with nature. Mm-hmm. I feel connected that there's something bigger than me out there. Why? Because it's fucking scary. Because if I die, I don't know what's next. It's the unknown. It's the dark room. So instead of calling religion, they call it spirituality. Because I feel connected. You can feel connected, and doesn't have to be called. It can be, I guess, called spirituality, but the actual use of spirituality, meaning that something is bigger than out there, is the same as religion to me. Religion is just organized ways of dictating of what we know specifically was out there, and spirituality is more like, I'm not too sure, but I feel connected that it's out there, but something is out there. To me, they're both the same bullshit, just different degrees.
But the second one wouldn't lead to the things that the first one has led to. Or you say yes.
It can, sure. Look at David Koresh and all that other stuff that's happened. Sure, people with spirituality.
David Koresh, that was the Waco.
People can do shitty things based on spirituality. You really don't see it because they mostly feel connected. To me, if you use spirituality as a way of a sign of a word to feel connected to other people and feel connected to nature, feel connected to the world, feel connected to the human race, I'm all for it. Yeah. I feel like I'm spiritual that way, where I feel I'm connected to certain things,
not divine.
But I don't feel spiritual to think that there's something bigger than out there. That's just another phrase for religion. It's just not defining it. It's actually deists is what it is. Mm-hmm. Most of our founding fathers were deists or atheists. Some of them actually had a religion. Hang on. Sorry. What do you want?